This episode of eHealth Radio is brought to you by Unatural, empowering your health. For those who burn the candle at both ends, Vitality combines potent super ingredients like zinc, ashwagandha, and holy basil to provide adrenal support, manage cortisol, fight fatigue, relieve stress, and maintain focused energy. Order now on unatural.com, risk-free for 90 days. Again, that is eunatural.com.
This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
Thanks for joining us once again here on the eHealth Radio Network. This is your host, Eric Michaels. eHealth Radio gives you the most current health information, news, and advice featuring some of the leading innovators in healthcare and wellness who are changing healthcare as we know it. For more eHealth Radio reports, we invite you to visit our main radio channel site at eHealthRadioNetwork.com. Today we're speaking with Liz Agbula, the president and CEO of Senior Placement Services, an assistant program in Phoenix, Arizona, that provides housing resources for vulnerable veterans, elderly, and homeless who are unable to live independently due to long-term illnesses and medical conditions. Liz, thanks for joining us here today on eHealth Radio.
Thanks for having me.
Certainly our pleasure, and really appreciate what you do in this space and looking forward to learning more about what you do. Now, if you would, tell us a little bit about Senior Placement Services to kick things off today and what the process is like when you are working to help someone and what motivated you to go into this line of work. Let's start there.
Yeah, so, our process is relatively simple. We typically receive a call from, a hospital or a homeless shelter or any type of senior living community where they have maybe an adult or anyone who has a mental health concern who can no longer live independently. And so we go out and we do an assessment with that member and maybe their case managers involved as well. And we just kind of ask them what they're looking for, based on where family members live or geographic location that they're most comfortable with. And then we just source out a few housing options and then we give them a few to go view. And then that's it. Yeah, we just kind of let them essentially choose their options. And it makes the process a lot easier, especially when family is involved. But even if there are no family members involved, at least they can kind of use us as a crutch to ask questions just to make sure that, they feel secure in their choices. But as far as, how we got into this, my parents, they worked for a hospital system here locally, and they would constantly see, several veterans, or not even veterans at the time, they didn't know, they would constantly see some folks that were initially admitted into the hospital. They would kind of see them at the front door. And my mom came home one day and she was like, "Hey, Liz, can you go talk to whomever the director was at the time and find out, like, why do they have those folks that are still sitting outside?" So I was like, "Sure." And at this time I was working, a full-time job. And, she just explained, she was like, "Hey, a lot of these folks are veterans, they're homeless, they come, especially in Arizona, it gets pretty hot. Sometimes they just come for shelter or, legitimate medical concerns, and they just don't have a place to go." So kind of just started from there. And we just started working with a lot of the hospital systems and started to find, a lot more of these folks were in fact veterans. And we just started partnering with local nonprofits in the Valley too, just to see if they needed our services. And that's pretty much it. That's how we got started. Then I quit my job.
Well, that's quite a journey, and courageous on your part to leave your job and to make this happen. And a lot of folks are appreciative, I'm sure, on that move. Now, I understand you were also the CEO of Moses Behavioral Care, a group of community-based mental health facilities offering 24-hour long-term care for the serious mental illness population. What drove you to build your own facilities with Moses Behavioral Care?
Yeah, it was kind of born out of a necessity for senior placement. And so when we were finding the housing options were becoming more and more scarce, especially for our more lower income members who didn't have availability to, pay, several thousands of dollars up front in housing. We just figured, hey, if it's scarce, why don't we just open our own and provide them housing through us if that's an option, or even if it's something that's just transitional. But right now, all of our members they all have mental health diagnosis. We currently have 30 beds. We're in the process of opening our new facility. It should be done. Construction should be done October 28th. So we have 32 beds there. And then next door, we have another project going on for about 20 more beds. So yeah, there's certainly a serious need in our community. So we're just trying to fill that gap where we can.
Once again, making a great impact within the community and doing a fantastic job at that. Now, additionally, you're a board member at Dignity Health and Valleywise Health Foundation. What projects are you working on there?
Yeah, so Valleywise Health Foundation, I am a board member there, and we're working on a very interesting program, actually. We're trying to link mentors with mentees in the community. So we're looking at, for me, when I was growing up, it was very difficult for me to find mentors. Just, you know who you know, and you only know who your parents know. So it was very difficult to reach out and, really communicate with community leaders. And so what we're doing is we're reaching out currently to executives throughout the Valley, and we're asking them to nominate mentors within their organization who they feel have been, change makers or certainly leaders within their organizations that would make great mentors for a diverse group of rising stars within the Valley. And so based on those mentors that are selected, then we go back to those same employers or various employers, and we say, hey, we also need mentees. Like, who do you feel are rising within your organization that are under the age of 35? We're looking for lots of diversity from, Blacks to whites to, Native Americans, Hispanic, we're not just looking for this vanilla group of individuals. We want like that nice mixture, so it reflects the community that we serve as a community hospital. And so we want to make sure, they're grabbing mentees that they feel are rising within their organization. So we link them with these amazing mentors that are executives, and they ride through this year-long process. So it's going to be really exciting. We're really, really looking forward to it.
And certainly a lot to be excited about and a lot of exciting things going on. Now, here's what your adrenal system needs: zinc, ashwagandha, holy basil, and rhodiola. What it doesn't need is another cup of coffee. Get natural support at unatural.com. Take 15% off of our 100% pure formula with eHealth 15 at checkout on unatural.com. Again, that's eHealth 15 at eunatural.com. Today, we're speaking with Liz Akbula, the president and CEO of Senior Placement Services and Assistance Program in Phoenix, Arizona, that provides housing resources for vulnerable veterans, elderly, and homeless who are unable to live independently due to long-term illnesses and medical conditions. And she's joined us here today on eHealth Radio's Health News and Senior Care Channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. Now, if you would, Liz, tell us more about this mentorship program with Valleywise.
What we're looking for with the mentors is we're just looking for change makers, folks that really understand the purpose of a community hospital. And, being that Valleywise is our only community hospital, it serves, all of our major counties, and it's funded essentially by the community. We wanted to make sure that we're doing things that include the folks that we serve. And so really getting to the heart of, these mentors that understand philanthropy, matching them with mentees that don't quite understand what philanthropic, achievements really look like. And, for me, even as a young person, I really didn't understand philanthropy. I just assumed it was something that the wealthy did. But, there's so many ways that you can show your philanthropic, achievements and goals and aptitude. And sometimes it's just one step at a time. It's not necessarily just giving a ton of money, but just certainly, enough of your time. And that's really what we're trying to strive with this program, is pairing these young folks, these folks that are 35 years and under that are working for these amazing organizations, and pair them with mentors who are, obviously they understand philanthropy. They've been board members, and working them through the system. It's a year-long program. We pair one mentor to about three or four mentees, and they work with one another throughout the year. And they also work on an entire community engagement project. And additionally, it gives them the opportunity to sit on our junior board, so they also understand what it means to be on a board at some point. So they understand the rules, the regulations, how it works, and just getting them acclimated at a young age rather than waiting till, their 40s and 50s to think that's the only time that they can really join a board or be a member or a big part of a foundation board.
And speaking of mentors, do you have any mentors already in place?
Yeah, so we just launched like last week. So we just started reaching out. We have a few exciting folks. I can't say anything just yet until, you know, we get everything inked in. We have a lot of organizations that have shown so much interest, and you know, they're excited that, you know, we are reaching into the community, and they want to see where their dollars are going. If they're, you know, if they're donating money or they're donating time or people to the foundation, they really want to see what their ROI is. So we've had a lot of interest. So until we get some names, you know, inked, we really can't say anything yet, but certainly stay tuned.
Liz, once again, we really appreciate what you do. You certainly do stay busy and making quite an impact in the community, no doubt about that. As we conclude, any closing thoughts, a final word, a takeaway, or anything else you'd like to touch on before we conclude today?
Yeah, you know, it's just, you know, everything that we do, we just want to make sure it touches the communities that we see each day, the folks that, you know, serve us, the folks that we serve, and, you know, just making an impact in your community however you can. If you find a passion, if you find something that, you know, you feel it's going to make a difference in someone else's lives, you know, just jump in and do it. Find somebody else who loves it just as much as you do. Do it together. You don't necessarily have to do things on your own for it to be impactful, but certainly there's someone else who loves, you know, your goals and who engages your passion just as much as you do, and just ride that train with them. It's going to be amazing. And that's essentially what, you know, our family has done too. So encourage young people to get involved for sure.
Absolutely, and a great idea there. Liz, where can listeners get all the details on Senior Placement Services online, and also how can they best be in touch as well?
So my contact information, I can be reached at my email address, liz@seniorplacementaz.org, or they can just hop on the website, www.seniorplacementaz.org. Yeah, they can reach me that way, or they can just email me directly.
And of course, that certainly works. Again, Liz, all the best, and thanks for joining us here today on eHealth Radio. Much appreciated.
Thank you so much for having me. You enjoy.
And you're certainly more than welcome, and you too. We've been speaking with Liz Akbula, the president and CEO of Senior Placement Services and Assistance Program in Phoenix, Arizona, that provides housing resources for vulnerable veterans, elderly, and homeless who are unable to live independently due to long-term illnesses and medical conditions. And for all the details, visit seniorplacementaz.org. And again, this has been your host, Eric Michaels, and we do thank you for your continued support of the eHealth Radio Network. Join us again soon for another episode that will help further expand your knowledge on those things that are important to your health and wellness. For more eHealth Radio reports, we invite you to visit our main radio channel site at eHealthRadioNetwork.com. And as always, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.
This episode of eHealth Radio was brought to you by UNatural, empowering your health for those who burn the candle at both ends. Vitality combines potent super ingredients like zinc, ashwagandha, and holy basil to provide adrenal support, manage cortisol, fight fatigue, relieve stress, and maintain focused energy. Order now on unatural.com, risk-free for 90 days. Again, that's eunatural.com.